MNN Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins held on for a 5-4 win over Cleveland on Sunday. With the win, the Twins salvage one game of the three-game series, and they stop a four-game losing streak. Manager Rocco Baldelli.
We were in every game. We were in virtually every inning of every game this series. Our guys battled real good today. Came out swinging it. Great to start a game like that. It's just a really good way to kind of set the tempo in some way of what's going to go on.
Next up, the Twins are at Detroit for a three-game series starting tonight. The St. Paul Saints lost at Toledo on Sunday 4-1. Starter Mick Abel, one of two players the Twins received from Philadelphia in the Johan Duran trade, pitched five shutout innings, giving up one hit, two walks, and recording seven strikeouts in five innings pitched. The Minnesota Lynx set a WNBA record for largest margin of victory by a road team in a 53-point win at Las Vegas on Saturday, 111-58. Kayla McBride hit 8 three-pointers, and the Lynx overall hit 17 threes. Nafisa Collier left the game with an ankle injury late in the third quarter. Minnesota is at Seattle tomorrow night. Minnesota United lost to Club America on penalty kicks Saturday night in League's Cup action. Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday alongside Eric Allen, Antonio Gates, and Sterling Sharp.
Every single one of these men on this stage wearing a gold jacket. It is an honor and it is a privilege to stand up here with you.
Allen was drafted by Kansas City and played for the Chiefs from 2004 to 2007. He then came to Minnesota and played from 2008 to 2013, where he racked up 85.5 sacks in 96 games. This is MNN.